Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Morel Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy zero-turn mower dealer with a large selection of brand-new golf carts. See them in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Get more tractor for less money at Morel Equipment. DNR and DTE Energy Foundation and Relief Michigan award funding to 25 communities to grow Michigan's tree canopy. The Michigan Department of Natural Resources, DTE Energy Foundations, and Relief Michigan today announced that 25 communities and organizations across the state will share $100,000 in grant funding and other assistance to expand tree canopy and strengthen local green infrastructure. This marks 29 years of collaboration among the three partners who continue to invest in Michigan's urban and community forests. The funded projects will result in a planting of approximately 750 trees in public spaces, including streets, parks, and community gathering areas in fall of 2025 and spring of 2026. And the Arbella Township Planning Commission met last night to review a request to develop a commercial solar-scale solar farm in the township. The commission denied the request made by Ranger Power LLC for special land use permits and the site plan for the proposed development of the Birch Valley Solar Farm. The solar farm's development would involve 1,540 acres, of which 923 acres would be used for the solar panels. The rest of the acreage for the solar farm would be the fenced-in area around the panels. The township's hall was crowded with those who are against developing a solar farm and others who support its development. Those who are opposed to the solar development are concerned about the number of acres of farmland it takes out of the agricultural production and the belief that damaged solar panels could cause environmental contamination of the soil. Those who support green energy development point to the benefit of having a clean energy source, the revenue it generates, and the need for more electrical power. And communities in Sanilac County have set their hours for Friday, October 31st, to allow youths to go trick-or-treating. Sanilac communities that set their trick-or-treating hours to be from 5 to 7 p.m. are Carsonville, Deckerville, Sandusky, Brown City, and Minden City. Trick-or-treat hours in the other communities in Sanilac County are Marlette from 5:30 to 7 p.m., Croswell from 6 to 8 p.m., Peck from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., Lexington from 6 to 8 p.m., And in Melvin, candy will be passed out from 5:30 to 7 p.m. When we come back after this Morel sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
We've been waiting. We've been watching the progress. And now Morel Equipment's new location at the north end of Bad Axe is now open. That's right. Morel Equipment, your Thumb area LS Tractor Dealer of the Thumb in eastern Michigan, is now open in their new facility just east of the Meyer store on North M53 in Bad Axe, bringing you even more convenience, a better selection, and top-notch service. From 25 horsepower to 101 horsepower LS compact to heavy-duty LS utility tractor and attachments, stop by and see why LS Tractors are the best value for your hard-earned dollar.
This is Kevin Morrell. Whether you're tackling farm work, landscaping, or heavy-duty projects, LS Tractors deliver the power, reliability, and efficiency you need.
Right now, get up to 120 months, 0% financing with approved credit.
Morrell Equipment is now open in our brand new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Morrell Equipment is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 8:30 a.m. till noon.
LS Tractor, start blue, stay blue.
Stop by and see our large selection of Bad Boy lawnmowers. Huge fall discounts and 0% financing is available.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom again. My name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, California Governor Newsom signed new legislation boosting wildfire prevention funding. The bill allocates billions for controlled burns and forest thinning. Environmental groups support the move, Citing worsening fire seasons, opponents argue the fund should target urban fire safety as well. The law takes effect immediately. Lawmakers promise annual reviews of the program's impact. And in our international news in Gaza, Israeli forces released drone footage of the staged recovery of hostage remains. The video's authenticity is confirmed by independent analysts. The incident follows weeks of escalating conflict in the region. Families of missing hostages are demanding more transparency. Tensions between Israeli and Pakistan groups remain high. Diplomatic efforts for a ceasefire continue. For the complete news stories, obituaries, weather, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Morel Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy zero-turn mower with a large selection of brand-new golf carts. See them in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Get more tractor for less money at Morel Equipment.